And we want to follow up now on our conversation with economist Gordon Hanson of the University of California, San Diego. We spoke about the impact of trade. We'll link you at herenow.org. But he also called for something that many others have, including President Obama. It's wage insurance. Now, this is an umbrella term for federal programs paid for by a small fee from workers that would help people who lose jobs. There already is trade adjustment assistance. That's a training program for workers over 50 who've lost their jobs to trade. But it has critics, including those who say, why limit it? Some other wage insurance proposals? Well, one would provide lump sum payments to anyone who's lost a job to get them through the initial phase. Or they'd get checks to subsidize new, lower-paying jobs. Now, this is as opposed to unemployment checks that stop when someone gets a job, and that can discourage them from taking lower-paying work and tumble them further out of the workforce. Well, Gordon Hanson joins us again now. Start explaining these proposed subsidies, this wage insurance.
So the payment would have a cap on it. That cap serves multiple purposes. One is you don't want people losing a job just in order to get access to an insurance payment. This is the same problem that's known as moral hazard that exists in any insurance scheme. You don't want people perversely trying to look for something bad to happen to them just so they can avail themselves of a benefit that home insurance or health insurance or wage insurance could provide.
So let's say you were laid off and you were making $800 a week and you got a job paying only $400 a week. You might get something like $200 to lift the income to $600 a week, but there might be a cap on that of, let's say, $10,000 total?
Correct. Now, you want to distinguish wage insurance from the earned income tax credit, which is already in place. So what the earned income tax credit does is it creates an incentive for you to stay working even if your income is very low. Paul Ryan is a fan. President Obama is a fan. It's an idea that policy analysts have found great support for in terms of its effectiveness of protecting incomes for very low-income individuals. Here's one big problem with the earned income tax credit, and that is right now it primarily goes to individuals with dependents. So if you have a couple of dependents at home, say you're a single parent working, you can get up to $6,000 a year. Suppose you do not. You can end up with as little as $400 a year. And this is for somebody working, somebody who's earning, say, $18,000 or $20,000 a year. So that difference, $400 versus $6,000, has an enormous impact on your livelihood. Mm. Wage insurance gets at a different issue. And that is the earned income tax credit you get if you are working. If you just happen to be earning a very low wage, you get some kickback from the government as a consequence of your earnings being very low. Wage insurance helps cover the consequences of job loss. Here is why wage insurance is so important. The consequences of job loss are enormous. If we think about what happens to an individual who loses his or her job during normal economic times, in that first year, what you typically see is a reduction in your earnings of about 25%. If you lose your job during a recession, that decline falls to a full 40%. Wage insurance helps workers who lose their jobs get back on their feet in a way that the earned income tax credit can't address.
Well, it also could be a job that you are at a lower wage because you're training within that job, and the hope and expectation is that with the help of the wage insurance, you'll train, you'll move up in those ranks, and eventually you won't need the subsidy. You'll get back to the wages that you were at. Couple thoughts. The wage insurance would be paid for by maybe, we understand it could be maybe $25 per worker in the U.S. per year. You know, not a lot of money. Just the way insurance works, everybody pays a little bit, and then if somebody has a catastrophe, loses a job, they get covered. But why wouldn't wage insurance then just telegraph to employers, well, you know, you can keep wages low because it's just going to be subsidized by the government? I mean, one of the problems right now is that wages have not gone up.
That's an important concern, and that's why you need to build in safeguards, and you need to make the payments that would come out of a wage insurance scheme temporary. The point of wage insurance is not to replace your lost earnings in perpetuity. The point is to give you a payout that helps you make the transition into the next line of work that you're going to have.
Would this be across the board? Because it would seem that, okay, if you lose a job in a, you know, high-paying job in the Rust Belt that maybe has gone overseas and isn't coming back, and you have to take a lower-paying job, it might help to have some compensation while you work your way back into a field. But if you're a really low-income worker, you're going from McDonald's to Burger King, the wages are all the same. So you wouldn't benefit because it's for when your wages drop.
Low-wage workers, even if you're moving from McDonald's to Burger King, could still benefit from a program like wage insurance. And that's because workers in those types of positions often lose their jobs because their local economies are having recessions. So think about what happens when factories close in southern Ohio or in Kentucky or in Tennessee. That affects not just the workers who had jobs in those factories. It affects the workers who worked in the McDonald's and the Burger Kings, where those factory workers might have gone for lunch or dinner. What wage insurance would do is help all workers adjust to that decline in local economic activity, not just workers in the factories whose jobs have gone overseas.
The thinking seems to be, we've got this right, that this will go a long way in restoring the middle class, that a huge number, I think something like 900,000 people have dropped out of a certain income bracket. Yes, they're working, so unemployment is going down, but they're working at lower paid jobs, and this would maybe help with that, subsidizing wages. But what about people who've already dropped? Do you make this retroactive? Don't you set up tremendous resentment if this wage insurance starts but doesn't cover people retroactively?
That is a danger. You are going to create resentment about people who say, hey, what about what happened to me 3 years ago, 5 years ago, or even 10 years ago? But to keep incentives aligned, that is to keep people focused on getting a job and keeping a job, making it retroactive would be not only very costly, it would work to undermine the way in which our labor markets operate.
What about lump sum payments to people who've lost their jobs? You talked briefly about this. Could you just elaborate on the idea that you'd get money to help you relocate?
So one way in which wage insurance could work is it's not going to replace your existing income on a permanent basis. What it's going to do is cover some of the costs that you have experienced as a result of losing your job. That could be in the form simply of an upfront payment. You lose your job, you get a check, and you move on at that point to try and reinsert yourself into the labor market. That could mean moving next door to a new factory, to a new restaurant, to a new line of business, or it could mean packing up the family and moving to a new city or even a new state.
You know, some people might be saying, why not just make this insurance, not federally funded insurance, but regular insurance, like, as you said, fire insurance. And I'm imagining that it might be the same as medical insurance if you have a lot of people in sick industries, coal, for instance, industries that are diminishing, they'd be the ones buying insurance, but there might be people feeling, well, you know, my job's safe. They wouldn't buy it. And then you'd have, you know, what insurer is going to want to pick up just people who might lose their jobs?
So the problems with relying on private insurance to cover something like wage insurance are exactly the same problems that we have with unemployment insurance and that we have with health insurance. Ideally, what you'd have is individuals, all individuals self-selecting into this program and it being entirely private funded. What our experience to date suggests is that relying on the private model is not gonna solve the issue. What we have in instead is a set of patchwork policies, each of which don't give workers a strong incentive to stay attached to the labor force, but instead give workers an incentive to stay out of a job in order to get continued access to benefits. Unemployment insurance, as we mentioned, is one example of that. Social Security disability insurance is an example of another type of social program where you get that benefit only if you stay out of the labor force. So what would be nice to see is replacing the set of patchwork policies that we currently have in place, many of which have poor incentive properties, that is, give you an incentive to stay out of a job in order to keep getting access to a benefit, with a program that wouldn't discriminate according to how you lost your job, would just help you make a transition from one job to another.
So if people get off unemployment much earlier because they've got this wage subsidy and they can take a lower paying job, you're saving money on unemployment.
You are. And now, instead of workers waiting 6 months, or if you're in a period where extended unemployment insurance is operative, waiting upwards of 24 months, now they're going to say, hey, a good job has come along. This doesn't affect the insurance payout that I get. I'm going to jump right into this job.
Gordon Hanson, what chance do you think, you know, kind of universal wage insurance, what chance do you think it has?
In the near term, I would put the chance at essentially zero.
Okay.
You know, we have continuing political dysfunction coming out of Washington, D.C. You know, we haven't been able to find a path forward in terms of coming up with new policy prescriptions that help workers who've had a tough time over the last 10, 15, 20 years. The closest we might come to this is expanding the earned income tax credit so that it would be available to workers who don't have dependents. But even that is looking like a long shot given the current political environment in Washington.
That's economist Gordon Hanson of the University of California at San Diego talking about wage insurance, which many economists are talking about, but as we just heard, you may not see soon. Gordon, thanks as always.
Thanks so much for having me on the show, Robin.